Greetings, everyone. I'm Andres. And in this episode, for those of you that are on Gab and Rumble, this might be new to you. And for you new subscribers on YouMaker, you might not be familiar with Off the Record, but you should be, because on my library of videos, you'll be able to pull those up. Off the Record is the show within the show, which is the Andres Segovia show, where I talk about anything and everything that interests me. Now, other platforms were getting a treat, as I've been pulling some of my more classic recent episodes from the Critic Corner and the Soundtrack Corner and introducing it to a whole new audience. But generally speaking, this is the only place where you can get anything and everything that I do that's, well, stuff that I do for this one. I want to share this with you all because this clip from The Dark Knight Rises is the one that I had in mind before we all went into lockdown last year. When it was announced that we might be going into lockdown, I wanted to watch The Dark Knight Rises. That's the first movie that stood out to me that I wanted to watch, mostly because of this scene. And what ended up happening, my wife loves military movies, not war movies, but military movies, modern ones. She wanted to watch that because everybody was getting online in preparation for locking down. Everything was being throttled. Things were taking forever. So I put my physical media and I started putting this one on. She didn't want to watch it. She ended up watching it anyway because she loves the movie. But it's like, I don't feel like watching it. But she was glued to the television set because, of course, you can't look away. I brought it up and I told her, I was like, honey, and I put this on my Off the Record podcast. I think it was March 23rd, 2020. So this is just around the time of lockdown here in California. I said, honey, everything that's going on right now as we're about to lock down, it feels like the panic of the Y2K. With the eeriness of post 9/11, where everything was closed, sporting events were postponed and all that, the only thing I wish doesn't happen, I said, and I said this in my podcast, are riots akin to the Los Angeles riots? I specifically said LA riots. I was born and raised in the ghetto, believe it or not, borderline of Compton and Watts. That's where I come from. And I lived, I would say about until I was in third grade, sometime mid third grade, I moved out of that area. My parents sought for a better area to grow their family. I was the oldest and had to get out of the, escape the violence that was there. So I know what I'm talking about, when, especially when I experienced and I lived this from a personal sense and being in the midst of all that chaos. But for somebody, that was the first thing that jumped out at me as we were going to go into lockdown. And if you haven't seen The Dark Knight Rises, you should. It gets panned as the worst of the three movies, which isn't really saying all that much considering the movie's still good. It has its issues. I've covered this before on my Critic Corner. But this specifically is the scene that stands out the most to me because it speaks to our times. Now, I am going to interrupt it just because I'm going to skip over. Maybe I might skip over a little bit or I'll let it play depending on how engrossed I get into it. But I wanted to share this, so let's watch it together.
Behind you stands a symbol of oppression. Blackgate Prison, where 1,000 men have languished under the name of this man, Harvey Dent, who has been held up to you as the shining example of justice.
We're just going to keep moving you until we can get you in front of the camera.
You have been supplied with a false idol to stop you tearing down this corrupt city. Let me tell you the truth about Harvey Dent. From the words of Gotham's police commissioner, James Gordon, the Batman didn't murder Harvey Dent. He saved my boy, then took the blame for Harvey's appalling crimes so that I could, to my shame, build a lie around this fallen idol. I praised the madman who tried to murder my own child, but I can no longer live with my lie. It is time to trust the people of Gotham with the truth, and it is time for me to resign.
And do you accept this man's resignation? And do you accept the resignation of all of these liars? of all the corrupt!
Alright, some context to this. For those of you not familiar with the movie, just before this event, you're probably wondering where the police. The police are buried in the tunnels underground the city because of a plot gone wrong that tricked the police into getting all... Look, the point is, there's no police. Whether you think that's over the top or whatever is besides the point. Let's just say the police have been defunded and they retired en masse. But there's no police now. So I'm going to skip a little bit of this part, especially since Gary Oldman is mumbling, so it's really hard to understand a lot of what he says.
We take Gotham from the corrupt! The rich! The oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity. And we give it back to you. The people. Gotham is yours. None shall interfere. Do as you please. But start by storming Blackgate and freeing the oppressed! Step forward, those who would serve. For an army will be raised. The powerful will be ripped from their decadent nests. And cast out into the cold world that we know and endure. Courts will be convened. Spoils will be enjoyed. Blood will be shed. The police will survive as they learn to serve true justice. This great city, it will endure. Gotham will survive.
All right. That scene is amazing. When Jonathan Nolan and Christopher Nolan were writing this, they there was a segment of this that they reached and like, wow, are we going to go there? And Jonathan being the more brash of the two, like, oh yeah, we're going there. And they made some blatant political statements in this, in particular, the whole Occupy Wall Street episode. Section of this was terrifying the way they filmed it. But this this moment here encapsulates the entire lie that is socialism. Because this terrorist, Bane, shows up and promises all these things to liberate the people, do as you please, no one will interfere. Meanwhile, what's happening in the background, it's a ticking time bomb. That's a nuclear bomb that will self-destruct in 5 months, give or take. So the entire lie is that people will be able to enjoy their lives without the outside world interfering, and he's going to be patrolling the streets with his own militia. The whole intent is for the soul of the city to be destroyed, and Bruce Wayne slash Batman, who is taken out of action, watching all this live as it happens, as the city destroys itself under quite literally socialism before it literally implodes when the bomb sets off. Need I say more about what is happening today? This very thing I warned about to the masses. Now, I have my thoughts and opinions a lot more about all this, but it's not one that I'm going to get into, especially because the platforms that I'm on, you all have your minds set, and we'll probably just about agree on this. And we will not let this country go down without resisting the authoritarian takeover. I, however, also know that this was all meant to happen. So it's not a surprise to me. It's just sad that it's at this moment in time. It's like, why not a little later? And then a little later. but it also tells me that we're closer to an end game that's been building up for thousands of years. I think a lot of you know what I'm referring to there. So it's an interesting time to be alive, but it's also interesting to see how life imitates art. More so because of this film that's about 9 years old now. 9 years old, wow. That just everything written down is it's an abstract of everything that's been going on for the past 18 months. Wow. So just wanted to share that all with you because I just thought it's interesting. And if you haven't seen the movie, I recommend you check it out, because how does Batman swoop in to save the day? That's for you to watch and find out. But anyway, this is the kind of stuff that I do on Off the Record. I haven't actually done an episode in quite some time. And when I mean quite some time, I mean several months. Mostly because I've been busy building the show elsewhere. But I might do more of this. So let me know what you think. And yeah, I'll see you in the next one.